Today is Monday, August 8th. What to know about the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, how the multi-billion dollar bill passed the Senate, and what it's supposed to do. Also, there's new fighting in the Middle East. Will it end with a truce? Plus, the latest better-than-expected jobs data here in the U.S., which company Amazon is buying in its fourth largest deal ever, and we'll tell you the most valuable sports team in the world. Those stories and more news to know coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The U.S. Senate passed a pretty huge bill over the weekend that includes the largest climate investment in American history. And now that the Senate has signed off, it's expected to become law very soon. This is the bill Democrats are calling the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. And it covers quite a bit. Like we mentioned, climate change. More than $300 billion will be invested in energy and climate reform. So that money goes to things like solar panels and wind turbines. It also includes tax credits for Americans on things like electric cars and making homes more energy efficient. Then there's the healthcare part of the bill. For the first time, it lets Medicare negotiate the prices of certain expensive drugs. And it extends healthcare subsidies for millions of people who use the Affordable Care Act. The third big issue in this bill is tax reform. Among other things, it creates a 15% minimum tax for corporations that make $1 billion or more. Well, that part alone is expected to bring in more than $300 billion for the federal government. Every Senate Democrat voted yes, but all Republicans voted no. They think tax increases on corporations will trickle down to all Americans. And they say despite the bill being named the Inflation Reduction Act, it will make inflation worse. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says both sides are probably exaggerating the impact it's going to have on inflation. Note that because the Senate is split 50-50, Vice President Kamala Harris stepped in as the tie-breaking vote for this bill, and with that, it moves forward. Up next, the House plans to take it up at the end of this week, and it's expected to pass. Then President Biden says he's ready to sign the bill into law. For the first time since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, a state approved a near-total ban on abortion. So far, the other states that have added bans had so-called trigger laws ready to go in case the Supreme Court decision went their way, so they went into effect at a set time or date. But this law in Indiana is brand new. It makes abortion illegal at any stage of pregnancy. There are exceptions if the life or health of the mother is seriously at risk. Also, there's an extension for victims of rape and incest. They can get an abortion, just not once they're more than 10 weeks pregnant. If a doctor does not follow these rules, they can face up to 6 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. When the Indiana governor signed the bill, he explained his support, saying it makes, quote, progress in protecting life. But the new law is getting a lot of backlash, too, like from the pharmaceutical company Eli Lilly, who is one of Indiana's biggest employers. The company said because of the new law, they'll have to look outside the state for growth opportunities. Either way, the law is expected to go into effect next month. Well, unfortunately, we have to tell you about a sad, scary story out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Authorities say it's possible a serial killer has been targeting Muslim people since four men of the faith have been murdered there in the last 9 months. The latest victim was gunned down on Friday night, and police say there's a lot in common with that case and three other murders. Now, state authorities are putting extra law enforcement at New Mexico mosques. The FBI and U.S. Marshals Service are helping local police with this investigation. The largest Muslim civil rights group in the country is also offering a $10,000 reward to anyone with information that could lead to the killer. This weekend brought the worst fighting between Israel and Palestinian forces in more than a year. Many people have been worried this could lead to the fifth full-scale war in the region, but as of this morning, things have calmed down a bit. Before a recent ceasefire, at least 44 people were killed in Gaza, including a top Palestinian militant. Israel launched this latest battle, saying it was to prevent imminent attacks the Palestinians were planning. Israeli forces have been attacking the region with airstrikes, and Palestinian militants have been responding by attacking Israel with hundreds of rockets. Egypt stepped in as a mediator and was able to get both sides to agree to a ceasefire last night. But at this point, it's not clear if it'll hold. Further north, explosions shook Europe's largest nuclear plant. It's in a Ukrainian city that's been overtaken by Russian forces, and each side has blamed each other for attacking the plant. The fighting has destroyed some power grids, but so far, authorities say no radiation has leaked out. Still, the United Nations Atomic Agency is trying to get its own team out to assess the plant just in case. Ukraine's nuclear regulator said, quote, "This time, a nuclear catastrophe was miraculously avoided, but miracles cannot last forever." Speaking of Ukraine, more grain ships have been able to leave the country, meaning that international deal meant to ease global food shortages and prices has been working. These latest ships are headed to Turkey, Italy, Ireland, the UK, Lebanon, and China. But there's a long way to go before Ukraine can clear the backlog. Remember, before this deal, Russia had been blocking Ukraine's ports for months, leaving roughly 20 million tons of grain stuck. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. With ZocDoc, you can focus on the doctors who are in-network based on your insurance. So it puts you on the path to see the doctors who are right for you. And then you can also read up on local doctors thanks to verified patient reviews. So no more wasting time hunting down the cash-only chiropractor your friend recommended or calling the dentist your coworker suggested only to learn that she's out of network. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. So whether you want to choose a time slot right then and there on ZocDoc, or you just want to peek through all of your options, ZocDoc helps make sure your search is faster and more efficient. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I'm one of them whenever I need a new doctor. So go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's Z-O-C-D-O-C, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. The latest jobs report served up some major surprises. Economists thought about 250,000 jobs were going to be added in July, but the U.S. ended up adding more than double that, 528,000. And the numbers were strong in almost every type of business. This also means all 22 million jobs that were lost at the start of the pandemic have been recovered. And the unemployment rate dropped to 3.5%, matching its lowest level in decades. The hiring company Manpower Group says this job market is challenging the rules of economics, that even though there are other signs the economy is losing steam, like high inflation and slow growth, American employers seem confident. Amazon is looking to clean up with a $1.7 billion deal to buy the maker of the Roomba. The all-cash deal between Amazon and electric vacuum company iRobot still needs to be approved by regulators and shareholders. But if it does go through, it'll be Amazon's fourth largest acquisition. It would expand Amazon's presence in smart home devices and consumer robotics. Just last year, Amazon rolled out its own at-home robot called Astro, which monitors your home and can help with other tasks, but it doesn't clean. iRobot launched the Roomba in 2002 and now also makes robotic mops, air purifiers, and more. Some digital rights groups have concerns that the Roomba is mapping people's homes and collecting too much data, from the size of a house to the contents inside. And a Bloomberg report says all that data is likely a big reason Amazon is now buying the company. But iRobot told the New York Times in 2017 it's committed to customer privacy and no data is sold to third parties, adding that the Roomba can be used without connecting to the internet, or customers have the option to opt out of sending info to the cloud. Shares of iRobot surged after Friday's announcement that Amazon will likely take over. The company Meta wants you to chat with its new artificial intelligence bot, and it wants your feedback to work out any kinks. People can now type messages to Blender Bot 3, whether it's simple conversation or asking it questions like a digital assistant. Meta says the bot can search the internet, and users can click on its responses to see where information came from. It can also remember what someone says to it, which Meta says is all part of its goal for it to have natural conversations. While BlenderBot is still a prototype, Meta will store all the conversations and feedback and says it plans to publish them. And because of that, people are discouraged from putting in any personal information like names, addresses, or birthdays. Still, if you don't want any of your conversation to be shared at all, you can decide not to opt in at the end. If you want to check it out, there's a website all set up. We'll link to it in today's episode notes. The most popular movie at the box office is now an action comedy with some big-name stars. We're talking about Bullet Train, starring Brad Pitt, Sandra Bullock, and Bad Bunny. It brought in more than $30 million in the U.S. and Canada just in its opening weekend. That was enough to top the charts, but was not exactly a slam dunk for the movie studio, considering it cost $90 million to make. By the way, even though the latest Top Gun movie is not at the top of the box office anymore, it's still bringing in big money and making history. Top Gun Maverick was released in May, and since then, it's brought in $662 million in ticket sales in the U.S. and Canada. And that means the movie has toppled Titanic as the seventh highest-grossing movie of all time. But it still has a long way to go before claiming the top spot. That one still belongs to Star Wars: The Force Awakens. That's it for the main news, so now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a message from our sponsor. I love it when I can spend my money on things I was going to buy regardless, and then find out that I'm helping to support charitable organizations with those purchases. Well, Thrive Cosmetics makes that possible thanks to its bigger-than-beauty mission. And of course, I really like their products, too. I'm already using three things from Thrive Cosmetics on a regular basis. The Liquid Balm Lip Treatment, which is my everyday lip moisturizer. It helps plumps and smooths the look of fine lines on my lips and gives me a great, clear, glossy look. The Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara, it's ultra-lengthening and does not flake throughout the day. And finally, the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It's a really handy cream-to-powder highlighter stick that helps to brighten my eyes even when I don't feel like wearing eyeshadow. And as I run out of my other stuff, I will be buying even more, from my moisturizer to my makeup. And now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/newsworthy. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics, thrivecosmetics.com/newsworthy to get 15% off your first order. Okay, now back to Money Monday. Once again, the most valuable sports team in the world is a team that has not actually won a championship in decades. We're talking about the Dallas Cowboys. A new report from the sports business site Sportico says the NFL team has an estimated value of $7.6 billion. That's nearly $2 billion more than the Los Angeles Rams, who won the Super Bowl just last year. Whereas the Cowboys got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs. So what's going on? Well, one Sportico reporter says the Cowboys have the largest fan base in the country. And with the iconic Cowboys brand, the team has made its own endorsement deals with big-name brands. Also, the stadium has the capacity to seat more than 100,000 fans. But the most money comes from broadcasting deals. And this season, the Cowboys will play in five primetime games, which is the max. Of course, it's not just about the Cowboys' business dealings. The sport of football in itself is also just so popular, it's hard not to capitalize on it. Sportico says the NFL is the richest sports league in the world. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. If you get value out of the show, we always appreciate it if you'll share it with a friend today. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. For now, have a great day.